Network with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for joining us for another Sideline Report here on WPKY. A busy show today. First of all, we're going to catch up with Dave Winder from Murray State University. And we all know about the Racers' big run to the College World Series. We're going to talk about that and more with Dave Winder this morning. And coming up a little bit later on, we'll have Tom Rogers from YourSportsEdge.com on the show with us. Fan faves gearing up to start next week. You'll want to vote for your favorite players and teams in our fan favorite balloting again this year. That starts next week over at YourSportsEdge.com. And in addition, next month we'll tell you all the winners and pass that along to you over at YourSportsEdge.com. So that's what's coming up on the show today. Dave Winder to start things, and then a little bit later on this morning we'll talk with Tom Rogers. Stay with us. We continue here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Henry Ford once said, stopping advertising to save money is like stopping your watch to save time. Advertising is an investment. At WPKY, we get it. While most businesses want to advertise, sometimes it can be tough to budget. That's why we are proud to offer options through our Big Deals program. If you have products our listeners want, you can pay for advertising with gift certificates to your business. Want details? Call WPKY and ask for Heather today. Or email hriley at wkdzradio.com. That's H-R-I-L-E-Y at wkdzradio.com.
Traveling the Bluegrass with Holst Allen Watts has another busy week. Allen, where are you traveling this week?
Kentucky Association of County Agriculture Agents President David Ferquin previews this week's annual meeting in Hopkinsville, and the tours will be offered to ag agents from across the state. UK men's basketball coach Mark Pope talks with Kentucky FFA members at the state convention. We learn the winners of the Kentucky FFA Shark Tank competition and meet new Kentucky Farm Service Agency Director David Wayne.
That's Traveling the Bluegrass weekdays around 6 a.m. and after the WPKY Noon News Edge.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, good morning. Now, as promised, joining us from Murray State University, we've got Dave Winder. And Dave, good morning. Welcome back to the show. And what's new in Murray?
Well, lots happened, Todd, in the last 28 days. The first thing is I was only home for three days of it. So what a march for Murray State baseball to the College World Series this week in Omaha. Just an amazing thing. Todd, I'll let you kind of lead me through it because I don't even know where to start.
Well, I was going to say, I'm sure everybody that has anything to do with Murray State is still on that College World Series high right now.
Yeah, and then I just realized my exhaustion because it was four straight tournaments starting in early May with the Missouri Valley Tournament in Normal, Illinois. The Racers beat Belmont, Southern Illinois, UIC, and Missouri State in consecutive days. It was home quickly to find out that we were assigned to the Oxford Regional at Ole Miss and beat Ole Miss and Georgia Tech the first two games. And after that Georgia Tech win, Todd, that's when I got emotional, because as a former Murray State baseball player myself, that was the night I realized we could win this thing. And then lost to Ole Miss and then won the decisive fourth game. And then a day and a half later, we were headed for Durham, North Carolina to play Duke, because they had upset Georgia, who was hosting the regional in Athens. You know, for a few days there, we thought if we win this, we'll be going to play Georgia. Well, we weren't. We were going to go play Duke. And that came to a third and decisive game, which the Racers won. And then a day and a half later, we were on a jet from Paducah to Omaha, and then two games in the College World Series, the first ever for Murray State, losses to highly touted UCLA and Arkansas. And here we are speaking with you today, Todd. Just an amazing thing for Dan Skirka and this entire team.
Yeah, how do you even begin to put that into some kind of focus or some kind of perspective? People have asked me, and I'm like, do you remember when George Mason went to the Final Four several years back as like an 11 or 12 seed? Well, what Murray State has done to get to the College World Series is much more difficult than that.
Well, it's the equivalent of going to the Final Four in basketball is what it is. We had to win some big games against Power 5 teams to get there, and the Racers passed the test to do it. And I guess I just go back to Coach Dan Skirka. You know, he's the Missouri Valley Coach of the Year. He was named the College Baseball Writers Association National Coach of the Year while we were in Omaha. I had the privilege of introducing him at the press conference. And then you just look at his staff that he's got. Hunter Wolf, Hayden Cross, Steve Atkins, our pitching coach, and Anthony Ortega. And just the pieces they found, and we could, I don't know if we have time to go over the whole team, Todd. I don't know if everybody wants to do that, but, or at least the major players, but the guys they found, it just fit like a puzzle, and then they just got hot at the right time and rode it all the way to Omaha. I will tell you that Jonathan Hogarth had one of the best seasons in Murray State history, and he's a young man from Madisonville. You might remember him, you know, coming up through the high school ranks.
Oh, yeah. I just don't remember him hitting home runs left and right like he did, especially during the postseason.
And that's really my I have two regrets. Well, three. From Omaha, I really wanted to see the Racers win a game. If we could just win one game, I thought that would be amazing. Weren't able to do that. But Hogarth entered the College World Series tied for our single-season home run record with 22, and he was not able to get another one. And Carson Garner, our third baseman from Franklin, Tennessee, he entered the College World Series needing two RBIs to become the all-time leader, and he got one. So I really wanted to see those two guys get those two records, but it just wasn't in the cards. And I knew, Todd, when we got out there, we were likely to run up against a couple of guys that you'll be seeing in the big leagues. And UCLA's freshman closer was really impressive. And then the sophomore from Arkansas, Gage Wood, who is a former high school teammate of our shortstop, Connor Cunningham from Batesville, Arkansas. You don't ever want to get no hit, but that I'm telling you guys, he looked like Kerry Wood against the Astros. What was that, 1989, when he struck out 20? I mean, from start to finish, when you see a guy basically pitch a perfect game, if not for a hit-by-pitch, it was just incredible to watch.
Yeah, but losing to UCLA 6-4 and to Arkansas 3-0, that's more than a respectable showing in the College World Series.
Well, just getting there is respectable, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, kind of all gravy at that point.
Well, it was. We kept saying we were playing with house money the whole time. But the experience that these guys received in getting to go to Omaha, just take the media day on that Monday, last Monday. Just the amount of people who are wanting to talk to our kids, and not just the guys that play. They're wanting to talk to all of them. And you you look at the social media from Monday's media day. A lot of the media with our student athletes was serious about baseball, but then there was just a lot of fun stuff. For example, Jack Wadja did an impeccable impersonation of Kirk Russell as he played Herb Brooks in the Miracle on Ice movie, where he gives that speech, you know, before they defeated the Russian team. It was just really funny. And then in the run between the Missouri Valley Tournament and the College World Series, we found out yesterday, and this is only on the baseball Twitter feed, which is Racers Baseball, Instagram, and Facebook, this 28 days, a month run that Murray State Baseball just had created more than 20 million interactions on social media.
Wow.
And we'll find out in coming days once that is measured, but you're going to see the value of all of that will be right up there what it was when John Morant was playing 65 games for the Racers between 17 and 19. It's just incredible. The thing about college baseball, Todd, is baseball plays last. By the time college baseball gets to its end of its season, almost everything else is over except for a little bit of track and field. All of the spring sports are done, and softball is done. So it's just baseball, and it's at that time of year where the NFL is kind of on their off season. Now, there is the NBA playoffs and the Stanley Cup playoffs, but from a college perspective, college baseball is the only thing going on for about a month here. And I just think a lot of people caught on to the Cinderella, to the underdog, and that was the Racers. And as with each win, everybody kind of got caught up in it, like, can they do it? Can they do it? Oh, look at there. They've advanced. Can they do it again? They did it. They did it. Can they get to the College World Series? I'll be darned, they did it. So, just amazing.
It's not every day you get to be the national media darling. So, the thing that struck me, though, is how everyone from Murray State kind of soaked that up, you know, from players and coaches to the media to fans, and even going back to the regional and the super regional and the College World Series, it just seemed like the entire time that everybody was kind of aware they were in a special moment in time as far as sports and Murray State athletics, and everybody wanted to win, obviously, but everybody wanted to take that in and really soak it up too.
You make a good point, Todd. I really think our guys did a great job of having fun with all of that, but not letting it go to their heads, so to speak. They just really had fun with it, but when it was time to play, they were really able to lock on. And the TV coverage, just you look at Clay Matvick and Greg Olson, who did the three games in the Super Regional in Durham. Now, Clay does a lot of Missouri Valley basketball. It's the first time I'd ever worked with him doing baseball, but he did a great job. And then when you get out to Omaha and you got the main ESPN announcers led by, you know, Carl Ravitch, Eduardo Perez, Ben McDonald, and you've been watching the games from Omaha. Chris Burke is part of that team. He's from Louisville. You know, when you go in and you are the little guy, the David slaying the giant type team, that's a lot of fun when you can do it, you know. But once you're out, everybody just goes, hey, great run, and then the tournament moves on, you know. So it was just incredible, and we've never put teams into the Murray State Hall of Fame before, but if we ever did start putting in teams, this was the first one I'm going to bring up.
Oh, no doubt. We're talking this morning with Dave Winder from Murray State University. And, Dave, one of my questions was going to be, what is all this attention worth for Murray State beyond baseball? Because essentially the last 2 weeks, it's been like free national advertising for Murray State University.
Well, that's like we were talking. It's over more than 20 million views on social media. And what's that? What is that going to be of value? It never hurts to have Murray State University plastered all across ESPN platforms for a month. So we'll see. I do know that Murray State's back above 10,000 in enrollment. I heard that this past couple weeks ago, and that's the highest enrollment Murray State's had since 2017. So that's a good summer already as we go into the fall. But you know, we always said that the athletics department is not Murray State University. It is a part of Murray State University, and we are very serious about playing our part in giving student athletes a great way to have a great experience in college and get one of the finest educations in the country. But we do say often that the athletics department is the front porch to Murray State. People see the front porch and they see all the great things that goes on with our athletics department. While all this was going on, we had Diamond Asia Taylor go out to Eugene, Oregon and become a All-America high jumper last weekend. So that's another thing that was going on while the baseball was going on. And that is four straight years now that Adam Kiesler's track and field program at Murray State has sent a total of five individuals to the national meet in various events. So that was going on as well.
Well, talk about how busy the last month or so has been for you, because you kind of had to coordinate with the national media and everyone else, with the players and the coaches, and even going back to the regional and then the super regional and the College World Series. What was that like for you?
Well, I think first you have to go back to 2010. That was when Denaro Thomas hit that shot to beat Vanderbilt in the NCAA tournament. I got a little taste of it then, because for about 2 days there, that was really crazy out in San Jose, California. I'll never forget handing Denaro Thomas my phone, and he was on with Dick Vitale and ESPN talking on my phone after shot. That was my biggest takeaway there. And then 2 years later, Dick Vitale was in the CFSB Center watching Murray State and St. Mary as the Racers and Isaiah Cannon had won 23 in a row to start the season, final undefeated team. And that whole season was, I learned a lot, you know, during that, because that was not only a month, that was like 3 months of just crazy. And then Ja Morant's sophomore year, that last year in 2017-18, we all know what happened there with Ja doing what he did. And that was a whole different experience, because it was one guy everybody wanted to see, wanted to talk to. So all those things that I've been very privileged to have a part in, I had in the back of my mind when this happened. But this was kind of a shortened period too. This was basically 3 weeks, because there wasn't much going on at the Missouri Valley tournament as far as national media wanting to talk to us. It's when we got to Ole Miss and the night we beat Georgia Tech, and that was the night I thought we could win this now, because whoever comes out of the loser's bracket's got to beat us twice. And you know, you just take it. The one thing I did learn again is you can't do everything. I mean, how many requests did I have? It was in the hundreds. It was podcasts. It was newspapers. It was local, regional TV, national podcasts. Obviously, then you try to remain true to your local base and give our local media the opportunity to do some things, because that's very important. And as you know, Todd, I was part of the local media at WPSD way back in the day. So I'll always find a spot for our locals to do things. But then you start taking a look at, you know, what are the other national outlets that could help advance the name, the racer's name the most. And like I said, you can't do everything, or our coach wouldn't be able to, Coach Skirka wouldn't be able to coach his team. And that's the other thing. You have to have a balance between how much do you do and then how much do you keep it off of those guys so that they can concentrate on what's really important, and that's winning baseball games.
But at the same time, you want those guys to kind of have their chance to shine, and this was their moment.
Well, that's why when we got to the College World Series, I didn't turn anybody down. So it was a lot, but I'm kind of doing a final assessment gathering. I've been gathering clips of audio and video and just storing those in our archives, because it'll be 20 years from now, Todd. I probably won't be here, but people are going to be able to pull this up and enjoy it again. Because what were the chances of doing that? I don't know. One in a million. I don't know. It's just amazing.
Well, and the entire format is kind of set up for a number four seed not to do that, because you have to go to one of the top 16 seeds and play on their field. And like I said, you ended up having to beat Ole Miss twice. And to me, that's the one thing that's different from the NCAA basketball tournament. If you beat somebody in basketball, they go home. You don't see them anymore. You guys beat Ole Miss and Georgia Tech, but then you knew you had to beat one of them at least one more time to get to the next level.
Yeah, and let's not forget too that maybe the talent level in college baseball is spread out a little more, because we've got three or four guys that'll probably get drafted here this month. So had two guys get drafted last year, Cade Vernon and Drew Vogel. So we've got guys that the pros are going to want. And, that's an amazing thing too.
Well, I think the one thing that we all love about the game of baseball is that on any given day, any team can beat any other team. A lot of times it comes down to pitching and what else is going on. But, you know, it doesn't matter the capacity of your home ballpark or the enrollment of your university. You go out there and you play between the lines and you see what happens. But at some point, you almost run into a numbers game in a regional, because you're looking at playing five games in 4 or 5 days. And at some point, it seems like the bigger school is going to have just a little more pitching here or there, or a few more players to throw at you. And if you're Murray State or any number four seed, the further you go, it seems like the more you're up against that numbers game.
Yeah, that's correct. Murray State was just the fourth seed ever to make it to the College World Series. So they've been in Omaha 75 years and been playing the tournament for much longer than that. So that shows you right there how rare this was. As far as pitching goes, the Racers pushed it in Oxford, because when we got to the third game, we were pretty much spent as far as everybody except for Kane Elmy. And we knew, hey, all we got to do is beat Ole Miss once. They got to beat us twice. So Elmy started struggling there about the middle of the game, and Dan was like, we're not going to lose tomorrow's game tonight. So the freshman from Marshall County went in there, Reese Oakley, and he was kind of our sacrificial lamb there, because he gave up three homers on three pitches at one point. And I think the second one went longer than the first one, and the third one went longer than both of them combined. I think we were joking about that the other day. He certainly got an experience there. But then we came back the next night, and then another day's rest, and all of our arms were available, including Isaac Silva, who had just started 3 days prior, and really just turned up a great performance to get us into the Super Regional. And then he threw another great game there. And then the other day against Arkansas, while Gage Wood was no hitting the Racers, he was only giving up one run in six innings. So he pitched very well. Can't forget that too. So, but, you know, looking back here, it's just going to be an amazing thing to remember for years to come.
Well, I think this is something that even 40 years down the road, people will still be talking about. And how big is the banner going to be on the outfield fence next year that says 2025 College World Series?
Yeah, all that stuff is in the works. We are getting a new scoreboard before next season, new outfield wall, and some other things are in the works. That's the other thing, too. I think there's a great opportunity here to improve Johnny Reagan Field, because we all knew, and Murray State's athletics leaders, they all knew that as we were going into the Missouri Valley, we've got to get Johnny Reagan Field for baseball and Racer Field for basketball. We've got to get both of them up to the level so we can host the Missouri Valley Tournament. And that's the plan, is to get both of them improved so that we can start jumping into the regular rotation of hosting these tournaments. And we're going to get there.
Well, again, just an amazing run. And, you know, hopefully Coach Skirka doesn't have to mow his own field any longer.
Well, that was interesting. That got started by some writer in Oxford. And it's not true, guys. We haven't had a Murray State head baseball coach mow the field since Mike Tiki in 2003. So that kind of became a joke.
That was kind of a
urban
legend.
T-shirts were made. Yeah, urban legend. That Dan has never mowed the field. Now, our team takes care of the field. You know, we rework the mound after every game. We drag the field. We water, you know, on the infield and keep that going. We don't have to mess with home plate anymore because it's all natural or artificial turf. So that eliminated part of the upkeep of the field. But and then what's funny is we have a great relationship at Murray State with SSC. They do all of the grounds and custodial work for Murray State University. And SSC and a couple of guys that work on all the turf at Murray State have won awards for their ability to grow grass. So they're the guys taking care of Reagan Field and doing a great job of it.
Well, again, just a great run. It was fun. You know, I couldn't go anywhere without somebody asking me about the Racer baseball team. And I appreciate, as always, you coming on and talking about it. And, you know, we didn't get to talk about our St. Louis Cardinals much today, but we'll save that for the next visit.
Well, I'm glad you didn't ask me because I really haven't had time to pay attention. Except I was kind of looking every day on wins and losses, and I know they've been kind of struggling here a little bit. Got a doubleheader in Chicago today against the White Sox. So hopefully now that I can pay attention more, they'll get going again.
Well, I know it's been a busy time for you, but man, what a run that was, and it had to just be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. And Todd, I appreciate you including the Racers on your show. I know you've got the ear of not only Caldwell County, but surrounding areas. It's just really good what you do, and just thanks for letting me come on. I really appreciate it.
Oh yeah, we could talk all day about Murray State baseball right now, but I'll let you go. I know you're busy. I do appreciate the time.
All right, buddy, we'll talk soon. See you.
That's Dave Winder from Murray State University. Again, what a run by the Racers all the way to the College World Series, dropping a couple of games in Omaha, but had to be a lot of fun to be out there with all those other teams and playing in the College World Series. Stay with us. We'll continue with more on the Sideline Report right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Bollinger Real Estate and Auction has made it their mission to build strong relationships in Caldwell County. If an auction is something necessary in your future, allow the Bollinger team to help you.
Take control of your health journey with Dr. John Mobley at Caldwell Medical Center, specializing in bariatric surgery using the Lap-Band system. Dr. Mobley brings over 25 years of expertise to help you achieve lasting weight loss, enjoy personalized consultations, ongoing education, and dedicated support, all from one location. Don't wait to transform your tomorrow. Contact Caldwell Medical Center today. Better health, better life, right here, close to home.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R AgriPower. Get lasting performance from the Case IH MD Series disc mower. MD Series disc mowers are available in bar sizes of 5, 6, or 7 discs. Swiftly handling tough conditions while delivering clean cutter performance, maneuverability, and overall value. Case IH MD Series disc mowers have cutter bar shock protection and independent self-contained modules for added durability. See the Case IH MD Series disc mowers at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today.
I'm Jeff McDaniels, financial advisor with InvestFB. My favorite part of what we do is helping clients realize that doing small things consistently can add up to bigger successes down the road.
Success on the basketball court is a lot like that. If you do enough little things right, your chances of winning improve.
Travis, I could not have said that better. Having a great team around you can't hurt either.
Yes, sir. Everyone needs someone to hold the ladder when cutting down the net.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
What is a tornado watch? How do I prepare for severe weather? What's the best way to get watches and warnings on my phone? Visit the Weather Alert page under the News tab at WPKYOnline.com for answers. Sponsored by Penny Ryle Electric.
Help cool our communities. Donate fans or money today, and those in need will be assisted through PACs. Find out more at WPKYOnline.com. Thank you to all of our sponsors, Ackridge Farm Supply, Fredonia Valley Bank, and Folders of Princeton.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in on this Thursday morning. Again, a big thank you to Dave Winder from Murray State University for joining us this morning. I know he's been busy with everything going on with the Racer baseball program, and again, what a run they made to the College World Series. Fan faves voting is coming up next week over at yoursportsedge.com, so we're going to talk about that in just a minute with Tom Rogers of yoursportsedge.com. Also, a little breaking news to pass along. Stay with us as we continue here on the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
For traditional listings or auctions, contact Atlas Real Estate and Auction Services, an experienced and trusted local firm. Estate, land, auctions, waterfront, and homes.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Tri-Sues as the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Tri-Sues, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Tri-Sues.
You look amazing. What's your secret?
Oh, girl, I've been taking the shot, the semi-glutide weight loss shot.
Isn't that super expensive and hard to get?
No, girl. I get mine at Princeton Drugstore. My starting dose was less than $50 a week, and I lost 20 pounds my first month. And if you don't have a prescription, you can talk to their telehealth physician.
Wow, that sounds great. I totally need to give them a call.
Princeton Drugstore. Your journey to feeling and looking fabulous starts here. Contact them today.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We are back on the Sideline Report at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, as promised, Tom Rogers of yoursportsedge.com joins us this morning from Cadiz. And Tom, good morning. Did you get to hear much of my conversation with Dave Winder? And how about those Racers?
Hey, how about those Racers? I got to hear a little bit of that end of the conversation with Dave, and sounds like he had a fun week. But he also sounded a little bit tired.
I bet, yeah. Well, I promised some breaking news. So, Tom, I don't know if you know this yet, but Emma Talley will be inducted into the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame this year.
Well, no, I had not heard that yet.
Yeah, so just found it out.
That's a pretty neat honor, isn't it? You know, all that she did, all the stories about her and her experience with the LPGA and now doing what she's doing. Yeah, that's a well-deserved, well-earned honor. And I know you and I both remember when she started out like young and little. So,
oh yeah, covering her as a fifth grader, and she was winning events then.
Yeah, and you know, the still the great, to me, the great story with Emma is the year that she turned in herself for signing the bad scorecard. And the kicker about that story is, even it wouldn't have affected the fact that she actually won the state championship that year.
Yeah, she still would have won either way. So, and it would have been four straight state championships, yeah, instead of just three state championships. But I actually think that, you know, that story probably put Emma Talley more on the map than if she had just won the tournament.
Yeah, I think you're right, because that story got so much notoriety because of what she did, how she did, and the fact that really, you know, if she'd have stayed quiet, it really wouldn't have made any, like we said, it wouldn't have made any difference. She'd have still won it either way, but the way to win it, she could have stayed quiet and had four titles in a row. But, you know, Emma being Emma decided, nope, I got to tell them that I signed it and it was wrong.
Yep. So Emma will be inducted into the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame. Now we need to get the KHSAA Hall of Fame into gear, and that needs to be next.
Yeah, surely that will move, and that will happen at some point somewhere. I mean, that's just that's one of those that just got to happen.
Yeah, when you look at her credentials, I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, three-time technically could qualify her as four-time state champion. What she did at Alabama, what she'd done since Alabama, how she's represented the sport, how she's represented the state in her travels with the LPGA and with the NCAA. Somebody just need to make that happen.
Yeah, former U.S. Women's Amateur Champion, NCAA Individual Champion at Alabama, like you mentioned, has represented Kentucky and the United States abroad. Yeah, I don't see any way you don't put Emma Talley into the KHSA Hall of Fame.
It makes you wonder if we're going to see her on TV with the LPGA stuff sometime in her future.
Yeah, that would be fun. I think they've kind of given her some opportunities while she was a player to do some interview-type things and some coverage-type things. So, yeah, that would be fun to see her on Golf Channel and on the LPGA Tour out there, you know, talking about the other players and doing a little interview here or there, too.
You know, I've never asked her about it. I wonder if coaching golf is, at some point would interest her.
Well, you know, she actually did a little coaching with the Western Kentucky University team, so... she's pretty versatile when it comes to the game of golf, and the one thing I've always been struck by is that she's really an ambassador for the game of golf, and she likes teaching and introducing new players to the game.
Well, that is a true well-earned honor, and I know Dan and Jennifer and the rest of the family are tickled for her for getting that honor as well.
Yeah, just getting the news on the Hall of Fame this morning, so. Big deal for Emma Talley. We've got kind of a big deal coming up next week over at Your Sports Edge. It's time for Fan Faves, and Tom, tell us all about that.
Hard to believe we're getting ready for our eighth annual of Fan Faves. It was what we started out to cover us a little bit during the dead period of high school sports, which actually starts next Wednesday, too. And so what we have is our selection committee has selected finalists in every sport that we cover at yoursportsedge.com. And we will announce the finalists in those categories. Now, at that point, that's when we step back, our committee steps back, and the users, voters of the and fans of the high school sports scene across the area now will make the decision as to which ones win the Fan Faves Award, the winner and runner-up in each category. And I was trying to think if I could rip this off real quick without missing one, because from fall sports, we have boys golf, girls golf, boys cross country, girls cross country, volleyball, football. I think that's all of them. I'm not sure.
Did you say soccer?
No, boys and girls soccer. Yeah,
there we go.
So that gets us boys and girls soccer. And then in the winter, we have boys basketball, girls basketball, boys swimming, girls swimming, boys wrestling, girls wrestling, boys archery, and girls archery. And then springtime, you got baseball, softball, boys track, girls track, boys tennis, girls tennis, and bass fishing, I think, is the last one.
Yeah, that's an impressive list.
So we have finalists in every category. And, of course, another thing, Todd, this year we have more schools involved in our fan phase for the first time. For the first 7 years, we had our original line school lineup. And then as we began our coverage back in the fall with Madisonville, Hopkins County Central, and Dawson Springs, those athletes now are involved in our fan faves as well. So we have athletes representing 12 different schools, you know, in our fan faves balloting.
Yeah, it's like a Chicago election. Vote early and vote often.
Yep, vote early, vote often, and see who wins. Now, you'll be able to go to yoursportsedge.com, and you will see the link there, and we'll have it on social media, and we'll have it on our other station websites. Well, you'll see the information available at WPKYonline.com. You'll also see it all across our properties of where you can go to vote. Now, I will say this, you know, obviously you want to vote for your favorites, but go ahead and vote for everybody else. Every vote matters. Every vote makes a difference. And if you get started on the vote and can't get finished, you can always go back. You'll have 2 weeks. We will start next Wednesday, and then we will wrap it up on midnight, Tuesday night, 2 weeks after that.
And then we will announce all the winners.
All the winners will be announced 2 days later after we compile the ballot and do the vote totals. And then a couple of weeks down the road, we'll have a little reception where we can get some pictures made with the winners and give them their plaques and, you know, to hang out for a little bit and get a chance to recognize them and celebrate them. Some of them, they'll be getting ready to head off to college. Some of them will be back at work by that point in time for the fall sports season.
But the last couple of years, we've had a really big turnout for our reception. Almost everyone that has won an award has shown up to pick that up.
Yeah, that's a really neat thing. We have, you know, we have some light refreshments. We get the chance to hang out. We talk. Our sponsors, Toyota of Hopkinsville and Patriot, they have some folks that they will have here on hand. We'll take pictures. You'll see pictures from it, pictures of them and their friends, pictures of them getting their plaques. It's just a great way to honor them. And it's our wrap-up celebration of, hard to believe, our 8th year. Sports at yoursportsedge.com. We're now, if you figure in the planning stage and the building stage, we have been at this for 10 years. Hard to believe.
Wow. And, you know, we're not far away from fall sports starting up again. So it's interesting, you know, we kind of had a little bit of a down period during June, although a lot of basketball teams are doing their off-season stuff. You get the dead period, and then after that, it seems like fall sports are just free to take off after that.
Oh, what is it? If you figure in Bluegrass State games as part of our fall season getting going, we are literally less than a month because the Bluegrass State soccer games begins, I believe, July 18th. And then our first big golf event, I think, is coming up on July 21st. And there will be high school golf like every day for a couple of weeks. So we're literally right back about a month from starting the 2025-2026 sports season.
Yeah, a lot of high schools actually plan their golf tournaments early so they can have 18 hole events during the day before school starts. Once school gets going, it kind of makes it tough to get those 18 hole events in. You almost have to do it on a Saturday, but everybody can jump in beforehand. And you're right, it'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, golf wall to wall for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it will be, and it's one end of Western Kentucky to the other. I mean, you've got events like in that first week, the Bowling Green Invitational, you have the Marshall County Invitational, you have the Hopkins Central Invitational, you have the Davis County Invitational, the Hopkinsville Invitational, Webster County's Invitational, Class 2A Sectional, and Madisonville Golf Invitational, all of that, Tree County Invitational for the girls and boys. All in like the first 9 days of the after we get started.
Yeah, it's going to gear up pretty quick after the dead period. What are kind of your thoughts on the dead period? I hear different things. Some people really like it. Some people think maybe it doesn't have as much impact because with travel teams now, people can still go and play during that time. So what's kind of your thoughts overall on the 2-week dead period?
I think it's good. I think it's good for the athletes to get a little bit of break from their coaches, give the coaches a chance to take a little break, take a little vacay. I mean, you and I both know high school sports is no longer just during its season. It is all the time, and I think it's good for coaches and players alike and parents. You know, parents are running and going and doing, and I wish the KHSAA would never do this, but I wish they would say, hey, you need to shut down from travel ball during this time too.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think,
that'd be kind of tough to do, but I kind of understand the thought process there. It's just, like I said, people, once the KHSA dead period kind of came around, some people kind of found out a way to get around it a little bit.
Yeah, and I just, you know, 9 or 10 days off, everybody needs that break. They need to shut down. They need to relax. They need to have their time with family. They need to have their time. If they want to sit home and play Madden all day, just, you know, yeah. do something and unwind, because it's, you know, we used to think, you know, you had basketball practice that started October 15th, and when the season ended, you didn't come back to it till October 15th. Well, that's not the case anymore. They've opened it up to where there really is no dead period other than the dead period.
Well, once again, tell us about Fan Faves and when the voting gets underway over at yoursportsedge.com.
All right, Fan Faves, our annual wrap-up to the high school sports year. We'll get started Wednesday, yoursportsedge.com. There will be postings and links on social media and all of our websites, including WPKYonline.com and, of course, yoursportsedge.com. It's our we select the finalists on our committee, and then you guys, the users and listeners, all pick the winners. You get to vote and select the fan faves. And, again, that will begin Wednesday at 12:01 a.m., it will go. You'll be able to find out who the finalists were that were selected to be the finalists, and then your votes will determine every single winner, from bass fishing to basketball to bowling to football to volleyball and everything in between. And the voting will go on for 2 weeks. Be sure when you vote to share who you voted for so others will join them. You can invite others to vote for who you wanted to vote for, a favorite. Share it, promote it. Tell everybody about it. Get all your friends and family and your cousins and relatives and everything else to vote as we get that underway next Wednesday morning.
All right, Tom. Appreciate you coming on this morning and spending some time with us and telling everybody about Fan Faves.
I appreciate it.
That's Tom Rogers of YourSportsEdge.com. Again, thanks to him for coming on the Sideline Report this morning. We need to get to another break. Stay with us. More after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You only turn 130 once, and Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Tri-Cues has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Tri-Cues, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Tri-Cues.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, we appreciate you tuning in each Thursday morning here on WPKY to listen. Also, you can always go back and listen to past episodes of the Sideline Report on the WPKY website at WPKYonline.com. Again, thanks to Dave Winder from Murray State University for joining us this morning. And a big thanks to Tom Rogers from YourSportsEdge.com for coming on and talking about fan faves. Voting gets underway next week over at YourSportsEdge.com. That's going to wrap us up for the Sideline Report on this Thursday morning. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.